As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
Hey, it's Wendy.
And it's Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for delicious and nutritious living. Welcome to episode 2.
Numero dos.
Of the Food Heaven Podcast. We are so excited to be back for yet another amazing episode. This week we are talking about how to make the healthy transition into vegetarianism, into the vegetarian world. We get emails literally every day from you guys asking us how to be a vegetarian, if you already are a vegetarian, you know, how to be a better vegetarian. We get all types of vegetarian-related emails.
Even I had some 16-year-old email us saying that he wanted to be a vegetarian, but his mom was saying, no, it's not healthy, and they wanted us to talk to mom. But we gave him some coaching on what to say to her, that it was healthy as a kid. Actually, that's a good segue into our personal stories, how we both became vegetarian. I think I was 12 years old, which was, I don't want to give away my age, but I feel like that was 20 years ago. And it was, I remember exactly what happened. I was with my family. We're going on a road trip to visit my big brother in Lake Tahoe, and his girlfriend was vegetarian, and so they were doing more of a plant-based lifestyle. Never heard of vegetarianism. I always hated meat with a passion, never wanted to eat it, always picked around it. So when I met, you know, with Kate and she was telling me about her lifestyle, I was so excited. I had my first veggie burger, and on the ride home, I told my family I am now vegetarian. So I never ate meat again, and it's been great ever since. So it's just a personal thing for me. I never liked meat. It doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't taste well. And that's how I became veg. What about you?
My story is completely different. I used to enjoy meat growing up. My family made meat the centerpiece of all meals. It's a very big thing. It is the meal. It makes the meal in Dominican culture, and I'm sure in a lot of different Caribbean cultures as well.
I think in most cultures.
Yeah, right. In most cultures, would. But I mean, meat is like a big thing in the DR. So, yeah, I always loved it. My mom used to, you know, she still makes like bomb goat, like chicken. Jess is like,
I can't even be in a room where bacon's being cooked. Yeah. I just hate it. But go ahead.
But anyway, so right, I'm talking all this amazing stuff about me. Why did I become vegetarian? So it's been a bit of a journey. When I went away to college, I guess years of just really bad nutrition started to catch up with me. My parents would make vegetables, but they just didn't like force me to eat it or anything like that. And so I never felt like I had to. So it was always just like meat, rice, and beans. So while I was away in college, I was experiencing chronic pain all the time. And it was related to severe constipation. Mm-hmm. It got pretty bad, and I just started having all these like health complications. I don't want to get too in detail about it, but my family became really worried, and they just started thinking about other ways besides like medication to manage the pain. Yeah, and it was pretty frustrating because I saw a doctor, and she, you know, I was like, well, what can I eat? I didn't even know about nutrition at that time. I was like, what can I eat to make this better? Or she was like, no. She's like, it's normal to, like, bleed when you go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And it just, it didn't sit well with me. I was like, what? I'm like, that doesn't sound right. So I started doing my own research, and my mom, like, completely changed the way she was cooking when I graduated college and I moved back home. So she did like a lot of whole grains. She was like, you gotta eat these vegetables. And mm-hmm. so then she got me into cooking, and it was kind of like a team effort. And literally within like weeks of eating like more of a whole food based diet, my symptoms resolved. I didn't have much pain. I was going to the bathroom pretty regularly without any strain or anything like that. And so I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is so cool. So,
I just thought of one thing. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I feel like I had bad constipation too when I was a kid before I was vegetarian. Like, I'm just putting two and two together. Yeah. It could have been just kind of not eating enough vegetables, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, right, that could have been part of it. I think some people are prone to constipation more than others. I know of people that don't eat any fiber and they go to the bathroom just fine.
Yeah, that's true.
But I know definitely for me, it's hereditary. Like, I have, like, on my dad's side, there's, like, problems with constipation, so I have to be very careful with that. So I just, you know, started doing my research. I started cooking more, and, like, I just got really into it. And so over the years, I've dipped and dabbled into, like, different vegetarian-inspired lifestyles. So mm-hmm. when I first made the transition, I cut out, like, red meat, and then I cut out, like, turkey and chicken, and then I was doing seafood for a while, and that was great. And then I cut that out as well. And then I did just like vegetarian with like dairy and egg, mm-hmm. cut that out. I did vegan for a bit.
When I met you, you were vegan.
Yeah, I did vegan, and that didn't work out for me. I lost a lot of weight. I'm already pretty small, and I lost a lot of weight, and I was deficient in B12, which that's we'll talk about a little later. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't feel good. And I love cheese, so right. I just felt like I was restricting a lot.
I feel like you would kind of like restrict, and then binge on like a
and
block
then I
of
would
cheese.
Go crazy. Yeah, I was like, no cheese. And then like when I was PMSing, I'd be like, okay, 3 pounds of cheese. It was crazy. So right now, people ask me, well, what do you do? What do you consider yourself to be? So I call myself a Wendy-tarian. I pretty much eat whatever the hell I want. I eat like a plant-based diet, and I haven't eaten meat in a really long time. It's been years. It's been like 6 years since I haven't ate meat. But, you know, I'll do seafood here and there. I definitely do dairy. I do eggs. Funny story. It'll be quick. At my job, I don't know if I tell you, but they had like a lunch in whatever. They had like a lunch that they catered to the employees, and they had like these tuna wraps, quote unquote tuna wraps.
Oh, Lord.
And I ate like two of them joints because I was so hungry. And then like as I'm eating it, I found like a big bone in it. And I was like, I don't think this is tuna. Because you know they mash it up and they make it seem like it is. Like they like tear it apart. And I was like, all right, whatever. I was like throwing up that whole night. And yeah, the next day it was like I had cramps all night. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
I think it's been so long that my body just can't even like digest it properly anymore.
I had a similar thing. Me and Hadith, who's another dietitian friend, we were at a conference and we went to a restaurant, and I forgot what I ordered, but I got something and I wanted the vegetarian version of it, and they brought it out. And it just didn't really, I just wasn't buying it. That I think that the waitress made a mistake. And I was like, does this have meat in it? Because this looks like meat to me. And she's like, no, it's whatever. It's beans or da-da-da-da-da. Maybe it was some kind of chili. So I took a bite and I was like, I don't feel it. So then I asked somebody else who worked there, and they said, yes, it did have meat. So if you are vegetarian and you ever feel like something's not right, like ask another person before you finish eating and make yourself sick. Because that's real.
Absolutely. So that's our story. So we, I guess we do consider ourselves to be vegetarian, but we're not so rigid. I know in a lot of vegetarian communities, sometimes like the wording is people are very strict with it, and there can be a lot of shaming when it comes to like people.
So much.
Yeah, like people eating meat or people eating whatever the hell it is they want to eat, and we're not like that at all.
Yeah, because I'll have like at work or something or wherever, I'll have a black bean burger. And people, it's so interesting how they're so excited about kind of catching you up, quote unquote. So it's like, wait a minute, that's meat. And it's like, calm down, boo-boo. It's a veggie burger. It's okay. If it was meat, right. Whatever. So it's just kind of like, keep that in mind when it comes to vegetarians. It's not, there's no food Nazi or food police. It's just all about what works best for your body. And kind of just, you know, try to care about yourself. And, you know, if you have family, be the good example you want them to be.
Yeah. And if you are around those, like, crazy food Nazis, just try to stay away from them because they're scary.
I dealt in my home.
And intense.
Yeah.
And you just don't need that kind of energy around. All right. So, cool. So we'll transition into the top mistakes that people make when becoming vegetarian.
And these are all mistakes that we made mm-hmm. and know firsthand that, you know, it's maybe not the healthiest thing to do. So I'm going to go ahead and start out. The number one mistake new vegetarians make is not getting enough vegetables. You would think that with the diet called vegetarian, it would be, you know, like vegetable-based. No, but this was like me too. When I was younger, I wasn't getting enough vegetables. I mean, we had, like Wendy said, we have vegetables on the plate, but my family is kind of more, well, growing up, a little more carnivores too, so it was more meat-focused. So it's like, as I got older, I kind of, you know, tried to make, and, you know, learn more about nutrition, tried to make more of an effort to make the vegetables the focus of the plate. But that's not always necessarily instinctual, so you need to make that a priority. Number two, and this is the biggest downfall, is not planning. So, you know, I think when people first become vegetarian, especially me, I was just a kid. I had no idea what I was doing. It really was not popular at all back then. No, everyone just side-eyed me all the time. They're like, how could you not like meat? I was like the only vegetarian that I knew. And I didn't plan. So I kind of just ate everything but the meat. And so maybe Thanksgiving, it would be like macaroni and cheese. And what else do you have? Stuffing and whatever, all these grains. But not planning out well-balanced meals. So I would say keep that a top priority when transitioning to be a vegetarian.
Right. And so mistake number three, I would say, is going crazy on the carbs. This is something yes. that we've both done and that mm-hmm. we see that happens a lot. So going crazy on like the rice and the mac and cheese and the sweet potato and, mm-hmm. you know, the bread. And
the pasta.
Yeah.
The pasta. Everything. The granola.
Yeah. I mean, that goes hand in hand with planning. You want to make sure that you have your protein, you have your non-starchy vegetables, you mm-hmm. have your healthy carbs. It's totally fine. But, you know, you don't, and especially, which I'll actually transition into mistake number four, is going ham on the veggie junk foods, right? Which are usually carb heavy. So like the vegan cookies and like the mm-hmm. what else do they have? Like I don't know, vegan cupcakes, vegan
right.
donuts.
Just every single
thing.
Yeah.
They have, you know, they promote it as vegan, and I think Oreos are vegan, actually.
Right.
They are,
I mean, there's
right?
a lot of stuff that's vegan.
And obviously, Oreos are not the healthiest choice. So going crazy on these foods that are just not nutritionally sound, and going crazy on these foods and then not getting the really important nutrients that you do need. So just keep that in mind. They all kind of like intertwine into one another. Just make sure you plan everything out in a nutshell. Plan everything out. Make sure you're getting different nutrients. You got a beautiful, you know, you got a beautiful plate with colorful,
yes.
colorful things going on.
That's a good point. So sometimes too, my patients will say, yeah, I eat a salad every day. And I think that's great, but just make sure that, you know, every salad or every vegetable, it has different colors, because not only is it pleasing to the eye, it also each, you know, different fruit and vegetable that's a different color brings different vitamins, nutrients, phytochemicals that are all great for our bodies. So don't just stick to the same things all day, every day.
Word. Okay, awesome. So I think let's get into how to make the healthy
yes.
transition into being a vegetarian. So we'll just touch on three quick tips that, mm-hmm. that'll help you make that transition if that's something that you are open to doing.
Right. So number one is your motivation. Find out what it is that's making you want to be vegetarian. If you, in your heart of hearts, don't really see this as something that would make you happy, or it's not something that you feel like would make you healthier necessarily, then maybe vegetarianism is not for you. And that is 100% okay. A lot of my patients will say, oh, I was vegetarian for a year. And I'll be like, oh, well, what made you decide to do that? Well, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, what made you decide to stop doing that? Because I couldn't do it. I was so miserable. So if you're going to be miserable, it might not be the right thing for you. So just figure out what the motivation is. For me, it was just that I didn't like meat. For Wendy, it was health concerns. So just try to keep that in mind.
Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely figure out why you're in this so that you win. We want to win.
Right. Hashtag winning.
Winning. All right. So number two, which we kind of touched on a little bit, is diversifying your plate with whole foods. So you want to make sure that you try to stay away from all the processed junk stuff out there, especially in the vegan world. Like the fake meats is like really big. You know, like the vegan chicken, vegan ribs, vegan fish,
veggie burgers.
They're very processed, and they're usually high in sodium. So you want to just try to stick with foods that come from the earth, foods that usually don't cost that much money. You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, well, it's so expensive to be a vegetarian. And I'm just like, but meat and fish and you know, all that stuff costs a lot of money. Yeah. And plant-based foods usually don't cost as much. Right. So, I mean, it's all about proper planning, of course, because it could be expensive if you don't plan it properly. But you want to try to diversify your plate with whole grains, protein like beans. You can do tofu. If you do like dairy or egg, you can incorporate that as well. You want to make sure that you get different types of vegetables, like Jess said, so that you do get different types of nutrients. So you can get like your tomatoes and your spinach and your kale and your eggplant. You know, like try to maybe, I don't know, challenge yourself to try a new vegetable every 2 weeks or every month or something like that.
The farmer's market's a really good place to start also if you're not really sure. It just gives you some ideas, and always make sure to ask people around you. If you see someone picking something up you've never seen before, ask them, hey, how are you going to cook that? Or maybe ask the farmer, what's a good recipe idea? So that's a really good place to start. Also, if you guys have a CSA in your neighborhood, that's called Community Supported Agriculture. And what that is kind of a farm share. And each week you either pick up or get a delivery of fresh, local, seasonal, a lot of times organic produce. And I know a lot of people say that the farm box is their way to get things that they wouldn't have regularly tried before. And usually, like my farm box, they put recipes in there. So that's a good start. I know localharvest.org, they have a list of all the different farm shares in, you know, your neighborhood if you put your zip code. So try that out as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure in California, there's tons of stuff. New York City has been on the rise with this whole like local sustainable movement. So if you are a New York City person, make sure that you look into like the different farmers markets in your area. GrowNYC .org or .com, one of those two, I believe, has great resources for local farmers markets, and a lot of them are placed in communities that don't have a lot of access to fresh, healthy, whole foods. So make sure you check that out.
Also, I don't know if I've said this before, but it's okay to get frozen too. I mean, fresh is great. Sometimes, though, we may not have enough time to cook fresh, or, you know, you can't go grocery shopping that week. So if you get frozen vegetables, they're usually frozen at the peak of freshness. So sometimes I'll just keep like a bag of frozen broccoli in the freezer at work. So if I have a little bit of pasta or whatever, I can just toss it in there. So always, you know, don't overlook the frozen. And then our last tip for making that healthy transition is to make sure and do your research. This is something I didn't do at all. And how Wendy said she was vitamin B12 deficient, there are some, you know, nutrients that are a little bit harder to get on a vegetarian diet, not impossible by any means, but you just have to make sure that you incorporate these types of foods into your diet. So one of them is vitamin B12, vitamin D can also be tougher to get on a vegetarian diet, calcium, iron, zinc. So, you know, go to our website, has some of this information. We have a video about how to be vegetarian that we can include in the link as well, in the links below.
Yeah, and you can also take supplements.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So just keep that in mind. Sometimes it can be a bit hard mm-hmm. to get all of the different nutrients that you need. So, you know, maybe consider that. Make sure you go to your doctor, get your blood work done.
Yes.
Definitely within a year mm-hmm. of transitioning into vegetarian so that, you know, you make sure everything is good to go when it comes to, like, your B12, all these other nutrients that you need. All right. So, yeah. So, those are our tips for making that healthy transition. And if you need a little more guidance, we actually have developed starter kits. Mm-hmm. And we have one specifically for making the healthy transition into vegetarianism. So, this will help make your transition nice, smooth. Mm-hmm. You'll have all different types of tools and resources to make sure you have the knowledge mm-hmm. And the education to make informed decisions yeah. about what you're eating. And we also actually, even for those that don't want to transition to being a vegetarian, we have starter kits for other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So we have one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, the clean eating starter kit if you just want to eat a little bit healthier. And then we have a weight loss starter kit because we get emails about that every day too. People want to shed a couple extra pounds or maybe more than a couple pounds and they're not sure where to start. Also, the veg starter kit and all of them, we've included a 30-day calendar because we know that sometimes you just literally need a day-by-day guide for what exactly you need to do to get to where your ultimate goal is. So we hope that will be helpful if you need a little bit more of, you know, extra guidance and support.
You can also contact us. I mean, if you guys have questions, we try our best to respond to all of our emails. We really do. And we are the ones that reply. We don't have anyone working behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's us. So if you have any questions, feel free to email us.
Mm-hmm. podcast@foodheavenmadeeasy.com.
Yep. Just had to and add that. As always, if you have any topics that you want us to touch on, any questions that you want us to address, definitely hit us up, mm-hmm. email us, let us know, and we'll do our best to incorporate them in the episodes to follow.
So thank you so much for listening. I was going to say watching to episode numero dos with your girls, Wendy and Jess Ooh. From Food Heaven Podcast, formerly Food Heaven Show.
We're doing it all.
We're doing it all.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.